USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken, documents covered by attorney-client privilege. A dementia-stricken woman died after a California senior citizen's home she lived in served her dishwashing liquid instead of juice. The Atria Park Senior Living Facility in San Mateo, California, just south of San Francisco, rushed Gertrude Maxwell to the hospital after she drank the caustic liquid. The employees involved have been suspended as the investigation continues. A man working in his backyard in Pombal, Portugal, has discovered sauropod dinosaur remains. It's estimated to have been 39 feet tall, 82 feet long. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Plans are in the works to start building car batteries in America.
Korean electronics giant LG and Japanese automaker Honda are putting billions into a joint venture in the U.S. to produce batteries for Honda's electric vehicles in the North American market. Construction on the $4.4 billion venture will begin early next year. The site will likely be near either Marysville, Ohio, or Greensburg, Indiana, where Honda has large factories. Mass production of advanced lithium-ion battery cells is expected to happen by the end of 2025. Ford, GM, Toyota, Hyundai, Kia are among several companies that have announced plans for 10 U.S.-based battery plants. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A 13-year-old boy was shot at a middle school in East Oakland, California, Monday. The 12-year-old suspect is in custody. The shooting happened Tuesday at Madison Park Academy. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The redacted FBI search warrant has left America with more questions than answers, as many accuse the DOJ and the FBI of going after President Trump for political reasons. Republican Kash Patel on Fox News is calling foul, as the corrupt FBI intentionally left his name unredacted, causing his life to be threatened.
As a former national security prosecutor and Peter Strzok as a counterintelligence head agent knows, that American citizens' names and search warrants are supposed to be redacted. This DOJ, with the same leadership that authorized the Russiagate, is now back in charge, had gone in to intentionally lift a redaction of just my name and then redact the next seven consecutive pages. It was totally for political purposes. They don't care about the threats to my life, the racist message, and the hatred I see every day now, because they are publicly advertising for me to fail, to go to jail, and to be harmed.
People in Mississippi's capital are set to lose running water for an undetermined amount of time. Governor Tate Reeves made the announcement Monday night. A major pump at Jackson's main water treatment facility was damaged, and the city has been using backup pumps since monsoons wreaked havoc on the area. Until it's fixed, there will be no reliable drinking water in Jackson, which will impact up to 180,000 people. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.